Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
All right. So I'll start this off. I love this bit. For those of you that are After Hours fans, I appreciate you all. And you know this bit quite well as we bring it into Fesco and Dusty on here at 96.5 The Fan. It is the Richard of the week. This one is even worse because of the result of this series. I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but there was a Brewers fan this week that apparently has a lot of explaining to do with his wife and his family.
Ooh, I didn't see this.
This Brewers fan was mocked and gimmicked by the announcers of the game. Again, I don't know if this was real or fake. I'm pretty sure it's real. But it says, and a sign that this man is holding up, it says, first baby due today.
Oh, this guy, yeah.
He says, am I having a boy-girl playoff win? And he checkmarked playoff win. He skipped the birth of his child.
Right.
First child to attend a Brewers and Mets playoff game.
Wild card playoff game.
It says, the Milwaukee fan made an interesting life decision Wednesday to attend game two of the Brewers wild card series against the New York Mets at American Family Field. Wearing Brewers visor and holding up a onesie, the fan sign revealed that he was attending the playoff game despite his first baby being due Wednesday. The bottom of the sign said, P.S. Thanks, honey. Now, come on.
Yeah, come on, man. Like, okay, you're just a loser if you're doing something like that, man.
And John Shambi said, wow, that's love right there. I'm assuming he's going to get a phone call if necessary and we'll bolt out of here, you would think.
No chance that guy's leaving the game early to go watch his kid be born.
I don't know the results of this story. A lot of people have said that this was one of those things where it could be fake, but I don't think it would be. I don't know why you would fake a sign like that to me.
Well, because you're a narcissist and you want to be on TV.
Yeah, clicks.
I don't have children, but I can promise you right now, boys, I don't care if we had Patrick Mahomes, Brett Veach, and Clark Hunt on this show. If my future wife was giving birth on that morning, I would not be here.
No, you would not be here. I wouldn't let you be here.
I don't care if I had a front row seat to the, if I was in Crown Vision, or not Crown Vision, but the Crown seats behind the whatever they're called these days. Game 7, 3-3, Royals and whoever, I'm at the hospital.
You're at the hospital. Yeah. No, there's no doubt. Yeah.
This guy is an absolute Richard for not being there. If it was like child number 3, I might give you some flack. But you're a father. Mac, you'll be a father. You probably not missed your child's birth. You never will. You got to be there for your lady. You got to be there to be the hold the child.
Right.
You got to be there for the family. Your Brewers have now lost to the Mets. You have two losses, and I wouldn't be surprised if this guy's paying child support in 3 years.
Now, if you are choosing a sporting event over your wife and the birth of your child, you are a loser. I mean, you just really are a bad human being. That's the way I'm going to look at that one. And I will say this. My wife and I actually have had this conversation recently, and she said, we have 5 years left. She goes, we're not missing anything. And I said, no, I'm not. I mean, I'm not missing an eighth grade football game, a freshman soccer game, or tennis match or any of that stuff.
What about a jazz concert?
No, I'm not missing that, but they're not in the band, so I'm good with that. But I'm just not missing that stuff because you only have a limited lifetime. I think my entire childhood growing up, my parents missed one event that I put on, and I will never let them forget it. Patterson, New Jersey, swim meet, they did not show up, and I still resent them to this day for that. I'm kidding. But like
Bob and a Speedo, man.
You don't want to miss it. I sat in an inner tube. It was great. It was fantastic, right? Like, you got to be there for your kids. That's the number one most important thing in life. Sports is there to give you the outlet and all that kind of stuff. But if you choose not to show up for something for your kids because you're doing something for yourself, and especially a birth of a child, that's just a very selfish way to go.
How
about
this text for the 970? Just because the baby is due that day doesn't mean the baby is actually going to be born on that day.
Yeah.
But I
bet she was probably having contractions in the hospital. So
you guys
can go link up together and be good friends and single the rest of your life if you want to do that.
You really are texting that, and you're a loser too. Like I hate to say that, but you are. Like you know, the baby's going to be born this day. There's a good chance that this baby's coming out today.
The game can wait.
Yeah. I'll be there by your side. Because you don't know. I mean, once your wife starts the contractions and the water breaks. I remember when our first child was born, and I got up that morning to go to the gym, and I kissed my wife goodbye. I'm like, God, your breath is kicking, right? And I left, and about a half hour later, she calls me. She goes, my water broke. And I'm like, okay, right in the middle of the workout, got home. Yeah. Like, go, take her to the hospital, running red lights, driving crazy on the highway, speeding, didn't care, get there, boom, 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 baby comes, boom, boom, there's the baby-free granola bars for dad, and we're on our way. Wow. Like, it's not that hard to be a good parent. It really isn't. And so I don't appreciate anybody like that guy who's like, I'm skipping my kid's birth to be at this playoff game.
Good parent and good husband, right? I mean, come on.
Well, yeah.
Be there for your wife.
Be there for your wife.
Such a big moment. Yeah, that's Richard.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bob, you want to go next?
Yeah, I will. Mine is pretty simple, and it's been bothering me for a while now. It's kind of been festering a little bit. It's simple. You're a Richard if you don't say thank you. And whatever it is, if somebody holds a door for you, or if you go above and beyond and do something for somebody, or you just do something for somebody, or they ask you to do something, and they don't say thank you. And it really bothers me more than anything. It's not hard. It doesn't cost anything. If somebody does something for you or something you ask them to do, be a human being and respond, thank you for getting this done. Thank you for holding the door. Thank you for doing whatever it was. It's not hard to say thank you. And people who don't say thank you suck and are Richards and Richardettes.
Those two words go a long way, too.
Very long way. Yes.
Got a server, bringing you back your water. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
You don't know what's
hard.
Going on.
Yeah, it just isn't hard.
Dusty says it every day. What is it? You know, little goes a long way or whatever you say. It's nice. Mine would be the one person who didn't vote for Caitlin Clark, Rookie of the Year. You're an absolute Richard and you're an idiot. 66 of the 67 voters voted for Caitlin Clark. She would have been the first unanimous Rookie of the Year, I believe, in the WNBA. And the one person who didn't vote for her, you're Richard and you're just stupid. And you're doing this on your own personal vendettas. That's the only reason you didn't vote for her. Mm-hmm. There's no way you watched basketball. You watched this season of WNBA and one of the most historic seasons, one of the most historic players entering the league, and you don't vote for her Rookie of the Year. You're a Richard. You're an idiot.
Yeah, it's probably the same person who didn't vote for George Brett Nolan Ryan for the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Idiot.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. LOL, you guys don't even know the story. Call me a loser, LOL. No, buddy, I can see your text history. You think C-Doc gets paid to go to big games.
He gets what?
He thinks C-Doc gets paid to go to Royals games by Odyssey.
Why would Odyssey pay him to go to games?
I don't know. That's the same guy that told us. We don't know the story. So apparently he knows our
so
job.
He's one of those guys.
Enjoy your day, sir. I hope you have a good one. Go do something nice for somebody, though. I take back the fact we called you a loser. That's my nice trait to you. Now you go do something nice. I call your bluff.
Because he won't do anything nice for somebody.
Well, I hope he does. I'm being positive. But yeah, that's our Richards of the Week right there. How do you not vote for Caitlin Clark, Rookie of the Year?
Well, because you...
Stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, how did Ken Griffey Jr. only get like 97% of votes? Well, he missed so much time. He doesn't need to be a Hall of Famer. Okay.
Okay, fine.
Did Brett didn't even get 100%
votes. No, that's what I just said.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Nolan Ryan like got 99% of the vote.
Mariano the only one that's got 100%?
Mariano Rivera.
And Jeter?
I can't remember if Jeter got 100% of the vote or not. I wish there was a way to look that up. Like we had like a device or something we could look at. And see, I know Mariano Rivera got 100. And if you didn't vote for Mariano Rivera, you're just a Richard, too. I mean, he was the greatest closer that we've ever seen. Maybe the greatest high leverage athlete of all time.
Yeah.
Jeter fell one vote short.
Okay. So the same guy who didn't vote for Derek Jeter. Probably A-Rod voted in that.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, I just the personal vendettas that people hold when they do that. That's why the Hall of Fame stuff kind of bothers me. First of all, they only allow writers to do it, which is ridiculous. Second of all, people hold personal grudges over whether or not somebody should be in the Hall of Fame. Somebody asked me about Pete Rose again the other day, right? Like, because he died. And they're like, well, the lifetime ban's over. They should lift the lifetime ban. And I'm like, yeah, I agree. Let him back into baseball. That's fine. His lifetime is over. But I said, I wouldn't put him in the Hall of Fame because he was doing things as manager of the Reds that you could clearly tell years later he was gambling on those games. And when he was making lineup changes or putting people in that weren't expected to be in that day or changing the pitching rotation and all that kind of stuff, you're jeopardizing other guys' careers by doing stuff like that and putting them in jeopardy. So Pete Rose had an adverse effect on so many people because of his gambling habit. That's why, for me, he doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame.
Well, and I hate the anonymous voting, too. You know, that one person did vote for Caitlin Clark or show yourself. Who are you?
Who
come
are
on.
You? Yeah.
Tell us why.
Somebody says, but then somebody from the 913 says people don't vote for unanimous elections just so their name gets out there and people talk about
Sometimes
them.
Sometimes people will say they did not vote for so-and-so. I hope this person comes out and tells you who it was that didn't vote for, and gives you a reason why.
Yeah, why?
We'll bring another person out, Jay Binkley, who does a lot and probably more than anyone here at the station. Will join us for this week's version of the roundtable here on Fesco and Dusty and 96.5 The Fan. I got to go. My future wife's getting ready to have birth here on your home for Kansas City Sports.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.